with that, I'd like to introduce Forrest Wakefield. He's going to talk about the Pinedale Lodging Tax.
I prepared some comments I'm going to read from. Dear Town of Pinedale voters and citizens of Sublette County, as chairman of the Pinedale Travel and Tourism Action Committee, I want to thank the Sublette County Chamber of Commerce for organizing this public forum and giving the supporters of a Pinedale lodging tax the opportunity to explain to you our desire to pass this proposed tax. Some of you may be aware that tourism is Wyoming's second largest industry. As sales tax revenue is down across the state by over 17%, sales tax revenue from tourism is down only 1%. This reminds us that tourism is a stable industry, an industry that strengthens local businesses and contributes to the economic fiber of our community as a whole. Currently, there are only three counties where neither the county or one of its municipalities do not collect a lodging tax. They are Platte County, Teton County, and Sublette County. What many of you have asked is, what does the money go towards? The answer is simple: tourism promotion. Tourism promotion is competitive marketing initiatives in all media, whether it's print material, it's developing of cooperative partnerships, participating in the Wyoming Travel and Tourism advertising campaigns with statewide and nationwide distribution. It will also fund local events, whether they're new and existing, special events supporting culture, sports, history. The town retains 10% of this of these monies collected, and the rest is either used for administration or goes back to the state. Another question is, who's on this board? This board will be appointed by the town of Pinedale, the town council, and we have worked with the town to come up with a board of 6 members. One will be non-voting, it's a Chamber of Commerce member or its director. The others will be made up of 2 lodging businesses and 1 town council member, and the other 2 will come from either an attraction representative, retail business, restaurant business, media, nonprofit, or general business. The members must either be a resident of the town or actively engaged in business within the town, either as an owner or as an employee. Where is the 3% lodging tax collected? In hotels, motels, bed and breakfasts, and campgrounds in the town of Pinedale. Finally, folks have been asking, why a lodging tax? As many of you know, the business climate in Pinedale has changed dramatically in the past year, affecting retail, restaurant, and lodging businesses equally. A group of concerned citizens and business owners began meeting last October, discussing, amongst other things, finishing the tourism DVD left from the last countywide lodging board, as well as getting behind a Pinedale lodging tax. To this end, the Pinedale Lodging and Tourism Alliance was formed, with the idea to strengthen Pinedale's position in the Wyoming travel industry, an industry made up of almost exclusively small, independent businesses that have little or no budget for these marketing activities. Like many of you, I've read about some of the opposition to the Pinedale lodging tax in the papers recently. One of the concerns was business travelers will pay the lodging tax. Up to 30 days, this is true. Beyond that, they're not needing to pay the lodging tax. The other concern was the crowding of popular recreation areas. We believe this is due more to our increasing outdoor-minded population than visitors to our area. I'd like to conclude by thanking you for considering this tax. There's a lot riding on it, and it's going to be to encourage the promotion of activities and other opportunities that increase overnight visitation to our area. So please vote yes for the lodging tax.
And that was Forrest Wakefield speaking to the group here at the library at the Lovett Room here in Pinedale.
Thank you, Forrest. With that, I'd like to introduce your candidates.